And I don't know what you guys want from me. Do you want like a blow by blow of every single hour of it? Should I have written? Maybe I should have journaled every single hour of every single day. And you know, next time we go somewhere, I'm literally going to do a big fatty. I'm going to keep all my receipts. I'm going to put them in a pile somewhere. And then I'm going to every podcast, I'm going to pull out a receipt and say, all right, on Monday, I went to the souvenir shop and this is what I bought. And it was $5.99 and, you know, whatever. I don't know. Maybe I'm going to do that. Who knows what I might do.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Every podcast, I'm going to pull out a Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One of the Zep, episode 3437 of the BFO for Thursday, the 8th of April, 2021, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and we've got some voice letters, Big Fatty. Hello, spurters. Big Fatty, is that like squirters? No. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're spurters today because y'all of the Flopfo. The Flopfo, I heard from the Flomfo and from Brian in the Southbury. Danbury Jr. or Dingleberry Jr. Y'all, he's 14. He's 14 he was 14 on Wednesday for his celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, the Flopfo made him some sort of chocolate cake. Oh, Big Ready, it was a lovely cake. And y'all, Dingleberry Jr. was licking the spatula. Big Fatty, that is just vulgar. No, the spatula that you make the cake. Oh, never mind. I love to do that. And y'all, I'm going to tell you something. Danbury Jr., y'all, he's hit a growth spurt. And y'all, y'all, he's probably growing out of his clothes, Big Fatty, as we speak. But anyway, y'all is definitely beginning to become a young man. Big Fatty, you're just a dirty old man.
It's time for the COVID-19 vaccination report. It's time for the COVID-19 vaccination report. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the BFO with your stories of being vaccinated, perhaps your first shot, or maybe you just got your second shot. Let us know how it's going, if maybe you're a little achy or you felt nothing at all. Maybe you're excited about doing some things, going out to eat, or going on a special cruise of a lifetime, or maybe even like the BFO, pulling out your Grindr app and turning up the special Chaya, listening for that bloop, bloop, because now you've got some kind of level of safety. It's time for the COVID-19 vaccination report. Come on, everybody. Tell us about how it's going with your shots.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Digger. And Digger, thank you so much for that totally original, never heard before bumper. A Big Fatty, I just don't know how he does it. I don't either. Y'all, I'm happy to report that the soreness in Big Fatty's left arm has all but subsided. Y'all slept well on Tuesday evening. Y'all, I've just been A-okay. Big Fatty, we are so happy to hear it. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, that's a welcome sound, just like that grin doctor is for you. It's true. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all had some of my soup. I had some of my soup, y'all, it was quite good. It was more gumbo-y. I didn't have the roux in it, but Big Fatty, McClanahan? Y'all, it was quite good. I had a couple of mugs of it and some saltine crackers with a pat of butter on them. It's just the perfect old person meal. Saltine crackers with a pat of butter and soup. And y'all, I had some of that gushed hot ginger beverage that he got me hooked on. Betty, he's a pusher. I've finally caught up on my Sudokus. I was able to do the Sunday one without any problem. And y'all, I was amazed. And then I was getting ready to sit down and watch the CBS Evening News. That's with Miss Nora O'Donnell. When there was a knock at the door of the villa. And y'all, it was young Nicholas. Young Nicholas stopped by to check on the elderly and the supply of gin. And we had a nice little visit. He got me all caught up on how being back at work was. By the way, y'all, Big Fatty doesn't office anymore. Office is a verb in that case. I'm sorry, I don't office anymore. Big Fatty, thank goodness. Or so they say at the coal mine. But anyway. And we visited for a while, and I finally said, okay, I'm throwing out. And after he left, y'all, it was after 8 p.m. in the evening. I sat down and I watched the CBS Evening News with Miss Nora O'Donnell. And then I watched the Jeopardy that Aaron Rodgers is still doing it this week. Y'all, he didn't seem quite as personable on Tuesday night, but it's just his second day of his 2-week stint. And then I watched that Toughest Nails. Y'all, after that, y'all, I was tired, so I crawled into the chamber, and y'all, slept like a baby. Y'all woke up just a little bit before 6 a.m. in the morning, and I said, no, so I rolled right back over and got up a little bit before 7 a.m. in the morning. Got up, had McCoffrey, did the Sudoku, and then was off. I was off on my morning nipple walk, did the big circle. Y'all wore my short pants. Yes, Big Fatty, there was a glare off your legs. It's true. But y'all, I had on my hat today. Yes, Big Fatty, nice and orange. Came back and got my shirt and y'all just kind of piddled around, checked the Vons East circular and made up my shopping list. Y'all, then I was off again to have lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. Y'all, we had 2 weeks to catch up on. But y'all, I had the grilled chicken Caesar salad for my lunch. Oh, it was delicious. It was just delicious. And y'all, then I was off to the Vons East. Yes, Big Fatty. Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. We hear it, y'all. As As I do. On Wednesday, went to the Von Zeese. Y'all got a thing of scrawberries. Y'all, I'm going to make a special dessert for Friday at Fatty's. Y'all, they had the cone beef on sale. And I didn't really need it, but y'all, it was real cheap. So I got one of those and stuck it in the freezer. Got me an onion. Y'all got some half and half. I think I'll either make me a quiche here soon, or perhaps I'll be having visitors that like half and half in their coffee. Y'all picked up a thing of. Chicken broth. It was buy one, get one free. Y'all, they had the good Asian sesame solids, three for $10. Y'all, they had those unique dark pretzel halves or whatever. They're delicious. They're just delicious. Got one of those. Y'all, they had something called Good Pop. Orange popsicles, and y'all, I had a coupon, buy one, get one free, so I got two boxes of that. Y'all, they had those good sourdough English muffins that I like, buy one, get one free, got one of those. Picked up some tub of cream cheese and a tub of strawberry cream cheese. They will buy one, get one free. Y'all got a little thing of milk to go in my recipe that I'm gonna need. Y'all, I needed some sugar. Oh, Big Fatty, I'll give you some sugar anytime. No, not that kind of sugar. Big Fatty, vulgar. So I got a little 2-pound bag of that. Y'all, those Asian solids, y'all, they had a new one. It was called the Asian Twist Caesar Solid. And it's a Caesar Solid, but it's got an Asian twist to it, so I got a couple of those. It looked pretty good. Y'all picked up some Brussels sprouts, got some chicken and garlic ravioli. Y'all, it was buy one, get one free, plus I had a coupon for $1 off. So y'all, with the senior citizens discount, I paid $47.06, but I saved $28.34. Yes, Big Fatty! And y'all, I got back here to the villa and I put away my provisions. And y'all, I just decided I was going to put my feet up for a little bit. So I kind of laid on the electric hammer saw in the chamber. Y'all, the nip called me and we talked for a little bit. And y'all, here I've made me some of my afternoon tea. One moment, please. Ooh, that's good. And y'all, now I'm recording the little show. So I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. Hi, Paul McNoodle.
Hi.
It's me, Egg Gong.
Hi.
Yeah. It's been a month of Sunday since I called. And yeah, it's because something happened and I have a backlog of about 60 plus episodes to clear before I wanted to call you again. But then while clearing, I just thought, what the heck. Yeah. Oh, by the way, tonight is a full moon, or by the time you hear this, it may be something else, like maybe a sliver or a fingernail clipping or something like that. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, Love you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I see y'all. That, of course, is that Ed Gong. Yes, Big Fatty, it's been a month of Sundays. He said that. Yes, Big Fatty. And Ed, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And Ed, don't worry. Don't worry about being behind on the show. You can listen or you cannot. I got a message from Princess Hannah saying that she's still in so-so question month. Ed, I don't know what situation came up for you that you're 60 episodes behind, but you know that evidently with the COVID, you know, people aren't commuting and everything. So, you know, your people are putting on the COVID-20 and, you know, the 60 episodes behind is kind of the COVID-60 with the little shows, Betty.
Oh, my God. So when you said Cherokee for the casino that you're going to, it reminded me of a story. So my grandma had a stroke in 1993 or something like that. And my mom was dating this guy, and he was not Indian. And she was in a wheelchair. And so his name is Ray or Larry. And so he was situating her at the table or whatever, and she had said at the same time as he was ready to say this or whatever, he said, is your chair okay? And at the same time, my grandma said, what kind of Indian are you or whatever, you know? So like, I'm Chippewa. And so when he said, is the chair okay? She said, oh, Cherokee. And so anyway, it was the big running joke or whatever. He's not even Indian. But anyway, we always told him that he was Cherokee. So anyway, that was so funny. Okay. Maybe it wasn't funny. No, laugh. It was funny.
Is your chair okay? Did you go to the Chair Okay Casino? We did. Y'all, that, of course, was Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you and to have a kerfuffle. Yes, Big Betty, Jimmy Bear, you know, I think he is running bear now because he's running away from the kerfuffles. Well, could be. Hadn't heard from Jimmy Bear with a kerfuffle in a while. So, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for that. You know, Digger might want to use that one, in his, stand-up comedy routine. Big Fatty, chair okay is really a more of a seated joke than a standing joke. Big Fatty, that was just, it was awful. I can't, but well, Digger might want to use it. It's all, well, ooh. Oh, Dick, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Now, y'all, Tamari for right. Y'all, I want you to be prepared. Be prepared because Tamari is National Gin and Tonic Day. So y'all, if you're not prepared, go out, get your Pita G tonic water, get your Tanqueray, your Tanqueray 10, and be prepared. Yes, McVitie, Lord knows we'll be prepared here at the Villa. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard old Cricket Hat, and y'all, he's changed his music up. Cricket Hat, is there anything else different you're doing on your show?
Every podcast, I'm going to pull out a Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, if he pulls out his Big Fatty, we're going to need a gin and tonic.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.